And I would like to call the meeting of the Iowa City Civil Service Commission to order. I want to note we do have a quorum. Ashley and myself present. We have one item on this agenda, which is the certification of the hiring list for the position of police officer and staff discussion.
Well, I guess I'd just say it's kind of been a business as usual process, right? So we followed the same process that the commission has approved for our ongoing testing process. When we set a deadline for this testing cycle, we had a total of 47 applications. Obviously, some folks remained interested. Some folks had applied a while back, and so not everyone took advantage of the opportunity to participate. But we did have folks go through the various process. Everyone was given an opportunity. Ended up with a group of 10 people. Actually, I think we had a couple more, but a couple withdrew, I think. Mm-hmm. So we ended up with 10 folks who opted to participate in the interview process. The interviews were conducted. Tracy was on the panel. We had a police lieutenant on the panel, and then Kevin Sanders from NAACP continues to be our community representative and brings a good perspective to the panel. So they did the interviews, and that resulted in a recommended hiring list of 6. I don't know if you have any questions.
Our staffing, we're at 81 right now. We have an anticipated, we have a retirement coming up in December, so we'll be at 80. We'll see, what's 6 on the list. You know, some things come up with those people, but we're hopeful we'll get close again. So
84 that you're
85. So we're right now we're down 4, about to be down 5.
Okay.
82 has been the highest we've been at since I've been here. So we're in pretty good shape, and this list will get us a little bit closer. The people, none of these applicants are certified, so all of them will have to go to the academy, and that starts in January.
Okay. And we would expect that, we may have folks move on to other opportunities in the meantime, and we still have to get through the background. So not a guarantee that all 6 will eventually receive an offer and come on board. But we're hopeful.
Yep.
Okay. Do you guys feel like the process is still working as you'd like? Do you feel like there are any changes that need to be made?
Works great for me. I think the HR really works their tails off, but if they're willing to do it, it works great for me.
Yeah, I think it works well for us. It's a process that is rolling around about 4 times a year, so it feels like it's happening
all the time.
Frequently, but it's also smaller groups, right? And so it's a more manageable. It's like we don't have to go out and rent facilities and give everybody one chance and one chance only. We can be more flexible with candidate availability when it comes to getting them in for whatever assessments are required of them. So I think it feels like it's kind of. It was intended to be an ongoing process, right? That's how we wanted it to function. But I do think that it's a better experience for candidates, and it's a manageable size group. If we were having to test realistically 50, 60 people every cycle, we might say this is a lot, right? We might, but it's working out fine, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Other questions, comments? Okay, do we have a motion to certify the list for the position of police officer?
I motion to certify.
And I second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Is there any other discussion?
I don't have anything.
No, as Karen mentioned, we'll probably see you in about 3 months.
let's get through the holidays, and then we'll get back after it again.
Okay, and can we get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
And I second. And this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.